Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Thomas Victor Tuttle. The man was widely known for his boat designs and who pioneered in gasoline-powered boats on Lake Chelan. Tuttle came to Douglas County with his parents in the early 1890s. In 1906, with the help of two friends, he built the first gasoline-powered boat on the Upper Columbia River. It was used as a workboat and to power an emergency ferry across the Methow River when the bridge was washed out. Later, they took the boat to Lake Chelan, the first gasoline-powered boat ever put in the water there. In 1908, Tuttle moved to Lakeside and bought the old Lakeview Hotel, which his family operated for several years. He worked with his father and Holly and Cottrell in boat shops. They built the first line of gasoline boats on the lake. In 1910, the firm of Cottrell and Tuttle bid on the mail contract. Most mail and freight was carried by water up to Stehekin. The boat made a zigzag route up lake to Purple Point, then to Stehekin, 1 mile below Daisy Weaver's place. In 1916, with his father and brothers, he received the mail contract on the lake again. They built a fast passenger line of boats there. Among those were the Panama, Spokane, Liberty, Victoria, and the Cascade Flyer. The latter was used to make the trip to the head of the lake in 2 hours with a full load of 92 passengers. In 1927, they sold the Lake Chelan Boat Company, which they had formed. In 1933, he went to Grand Coulee to design, build, and operate the boats used in the construction of the dam. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.